Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today in class. This is a broadcast classroom. And, Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, the powerhouse in communications. Kyle's with us in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning. How are you,
hey,
Vince?
Really, really well. Kyle, we're going to be talking about tips from the book, suggestions that you have regarding mechanics and small engines and things that people, I believe, need to know that maybe they didn't previously know. So those are some of the topics that we want to talk about. There's one thing that I would like to mention, and I have to be very careful about how I say this. Now, we have been banned for the second time by YouTube. And the first time we were banned was for talking about the election. Now, I have to be careful how I say this, and I'd like you to be careful as well. So what I'd like to talk about is, should we talk about the election and whether or not it was above board or not? I'll call it that, all right? There are many opinions about the election. There are many opinions about the coronavirus and COVID-19. Well, YouTube has policies that, you know, if you talk about COVID-19 or the election in certain ways, you will be banned. Now, they'll ban you for the first time for a couple weeks, second time for a couple weeks, and then the third time you're out. And we are on a channel on YouTube. We don't put USA Prepares on YouTube. Ron Gibson does, and others do. So what we say on USA Prepares has an impact on Ron Gibson's channel. Well, here are a couple ways of looking at this. We have affiliates, and affiliates are radio stations that pick us up and rebroadcast us, sometimes delayed, sometimes live. And those radio stations may get some heat from authorities, from the government, from people who tune into them. And they may get annoyed and pressure that radio station to remove us because of those two topics. We have a bunch of instructors who have spent time, donated their time, to do research and share their message. So my question for you, Kyle, is what do you think about, and if you don't want to answer it, it's okay. But the question is, what do you think about discussing these topics that could get us removed from the airwaves in one last hurrah versus just not discussing them and talking about other things? And if you want, I can tell you my position first, or you can tell me your position first, whichever you'd like to do.
Well, it's kind of a – you go ahead, Vince, and then I've already got my opinion on it, but I will let you say yours first.
Okay. So we've got a little over 10 years invested in USA Prepares teaching people, and we have a very large following of people who are interested in the kind of things that we say. I'm talking about how to do things, the kind of broadcast that you and I are going to do today, right after this discussion. You know, George S. Patton, General George Patton had a very interesting take on this. And when he was addressing some of his men in the troops before battle, he said, and I'm going to paraphrase this, and I'm going to take out the profanity. He said that no one ever died. I'm sorry. No one ever won a war by dying for his country. He made the other guy die for his country. That's what George Patton said. So dying for your country is, you know, it was not a good idea in George Patton's mind. He was a general in World War II in Europe. And I asked some of our instructors what their opinion was. And one of them said, and it was a great, great quote. She said, "It's not a good idea to fire your cannon through the hull of your ship. That is tantamount to no one ever won a war by dying for his country." So, you know, you can shoot your cannon through the hull of your ship and probably sink your ship as well. Okay. My thought is, I would like to be around to fight another battle, another war. And, you know, one battle and end it all is not what I would prefer to do. I'd prefer to keep going, keep teaching, and preserve the investment of 10 years of our lives, yours, and all those who have been with us. Rich Eben, John Reagan, Norm, Gwyneth, you know, all of us. And, you know, there are hundreds of us. So those are my thoughts. I would prefer to just, you know, my thought is we're not going to change it. And we can wait. We can just wait and see what happens and be prepared for whatever happens. And that's my preferred course of action. You know, teach people how to have food and survive and keep their families alive. Rather than start the fight.
Yeah.
Or prolong or continue the fight. So,
I agree,
Kyle, your thoughts? Your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with you. That was exactly kind of in the same vein of what I was saying. It's kind of like where, you know, we are in this country. We're being slowly but surely pushed into... I feel like a civil war. If we don't start with nuclear world war, I feel like we're going to end up eventually in a civil war. But nobody wants that. And as long as we can continue to live peaceably with what we have and teach what we can and reach more people, I think that's what we should do. You know, you don't need to, you don't need to go start a war just because you see it, the potential of it on the horizon. There's too many variables. And so I agree with you. I think that we would be way better off to stay off of those things because they're over and done with now, so to speak. Biden's presidency is already here. And so there's nothing we can do about it. You know, if there was an uprising if Trump actually could figure out a way to come back to office, that would be fantastic. But, you know, he's not even trying. He's already talking about 2024. So anyway, that I feel like, you know, I'm with you. I'd rather just keep teaching people how to survive something worse than we are probably going to be facing in the near future, in my opinion. It's worse than what we have been what we've ever faced, and I think it's in the near future for sure. Our kids will see it.
Yeah. So it sounds like your plan, my plan, and many of the instructors at USA Prepares, our plan is to teach our children so that they are better prepared to survive the mess that's coming their way. That's our plan. Is that right?
Yep, exactly.
Okay. All right. So moving off that topic, so my decision is that I don't want to talk about it. You know, There's nothing that Vincent Finelli can do about it. Nothing. Nothing. And there's nothing that the collective faculty of USA Prepares can do about it. So there's no sense in wasting time talking about it. Now, there are plenty of networks that do talk about that. There are plenty of broadcasters that talk about it. But have they formed a coalition of people who get together and do something? The answer is no. They haven't. And so the proof of why I think we should not talk about it, I mean, the final piece of proof is we have tried to get people to prepare. We've talked about building a village, buying an acre, you know, for $1,200 to $1,500, and, you know, working collectively and having a village center and a village school and village electricity and teaching and all, the whole nine yards. Plan B. Only one person was interested, even remotely interested, in kicking the tires. So if people won't do that for themselves, how can we get them to do anything about an election, for example? So my plan is we're not going to talk about it. So that's all I have to say about that. Kyle, very interesting thing happened. I want to share this with you. It has to do with refrigeration. So we bought all refrigerator, 17 cubic feet, a little over 17, maybe we'll call it 18 cubic feet, and an all freezer that matches. So when you put them side by side, they look like one of these sub-zero things, you know, to the distant eye. It really is. It's just two separate units, and they're made by Frigidaire. And what I noticed was the compressor on the refrigerator, which cycles way more often, and the reason it does is because you open the refrigerator door way more often than you open the freezer door. So these guys are side by side in the kitchen. And so when the compressor of the refrigerator would cycle on, it sounded normal. But when it shut down, it would go clunk, 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 clunk. Several bangs in the compressor. And I thought about it, and I pulled the refrigerator out, and I, you know, cleaned the coils and all that. And so this noise is definitely coming from the compressor. And I want to talk about what I've noticed. So the coils had some dust on them. You know, we have four dogs now. We had five dogs and cats, and, you know, they like to sleep in front of the refrigerator and freezer. And so when they shed, I mean, that hair gets pulled in by the fan and clogs the coils. Even though we clean them often, we need to clean them even more often. I'm thinking once a month now. Well, anyway, so I believe what happened is the condenser, the coils that remove the heat from the refrigerator, were not as efficient as they should be because they had dust on them, or dog hair and cat hair. And so the compressor was running hotter. And as the compressor ran hotter, I believe the oil in circulating and the refrigerant in the compressor was running hotter. And because of that, the compressor is in this sealed dome-like container, and it sits on springs to remove the vibration. Well, because there's a motor that runs in there. Well, I believe that the extra heat inside the compressor was causing the springs that absorb the shock that support the compressor to experience fatigue. And they were weaker, and they would let the compressor motor rattle around in this compressor bubble, if you will. And so we clean the coils, and it runs a lot better. Now it just makes once in a while you might hear a slight clunk, maybe. So that fixed it. But I want to talk about what happened when I decided to get a spare compressor. We'll be right back.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
All right, Kyle's with us, and we're talking about small engines today. And I was mentioning compressors, and I've got George in Mississippi on. I just wanted to mention, I'll get back to the compressors. Welcome, George.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I got a zero-turn lawnmower with a 22-horse Ridgely Stratton, and it's starting to run rough. Like, it sounds like it might be backfiring a little bit, or it's sputtering. I changed plugs, that fuel, and it still does it. One of the plugs I pulled out, it looks like it's black. And I got spark to both plugs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
how many hours do you have on this, just roughly?
About 300.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, the way you can look at this, the way I look at a tractor is, 1 hour at 50 miles per hour in a car would be 50 miles. 10 hours would be 500. So that would be the equivalent, roughly, of having 15,000 miles on a car, right? Because you had 300 times 50 miles an hour. Now, that is a rough way of looking at it. All right. So have you changed the oil at the right frequency?
Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of oil have you used?
Put 10W30 in it.
Uh-huh. Well, SN, rated SN on the container, the latest and greatest?
I couldn't tell you.
Now, have you bought special oil for air-cooled engines. I assume this is an air-cooled V-twin, right? Two-cylinder V engine, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Have you done that, like Valvoline's? Air-cooled?
No.
All right. Well,
I usually run mobile in it.
Yeah. Well, and mobile one, full synthetic, I assume you're saying. Well, here's what I've learned. I've learned that mobile one's a great choice for automobile liquid cooled and truck engines. You know, I'm talking about gasoline powered truck engines. What I've learned is that the oil manufacturers have, and this is only part of the answer for your question. Oil manufacturers have removed some of the ingredients that are necessary for lubricity and heat transfer, like boron, like zinc, and other materials to reduce engine wear and scrub and clean the engines. So what I have found is that we recommend, and if you've heard this broadcast and heard me talking about engine oil for air-cooled engines, I recommend, or I use, I'm not going to say I recommend, I use diesel engine oil, 15W40 diesel engine oil, by companies like Delo, that's one of the models of oil. Delvac is another one. Okay, Rotella is another one. And the reason is because they still have a good degree of the additives to remove heat from these engines. Now, that particular engine that you're talking about, I've worked on. Not in a zero-turn mower. Well, we have worked on zero-turn mowers here at our shop. We don't own one, but we've worked on them. And what we have found is that that particular engine has a problem with pressed-in valve guides. That's one problem. And what happens is when that engine overheats, because the oil has not removed the heat from the moving parts to the cylinder fins and the fins on the head, the cylinder head, because the heat hasn't been transferred from the oil, from the moving parts through the oil to the surfaces that are the heat exchangers on that air-cooled engine, that the valve guides become loose and the engine has a catastrophic failure. Now, you haven't had that yet, but what you might have had is a problem with rings. The oil is only coming through several ways. If you have soot, it could, well, if there's lots of soot, there's too much fuel, incomplete combustion, too much oil. It sounds to me like you could have a low compression engine. And that's where I would start. I would want to check the compression. Have you done that?
No, not yet.
All right. Well, hold on, and we'll tell you a little bit about how to do that when we come back.
Okay.
Kyle's with us. George is in Mississippi, and he's got a problem with a small air-cooled engine.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House on Wednesday voted largely on party lines to advance a bill that limits the president's authority to issue travel bans on foreign nationals from entering the United States. House Democrats introduced a bill known as the National Origin-Based Anti-Discrimination for Non-Immigrants Act.
In 2016, the Obama administration attached a transgender mandate to the Affordable Care Act, framed as a non-discriminatory provision. It would require doctors and hospitals to perform sex change surgeries and provide insurance coverage for this practice. In January, a judge in North Dakota sided with Catholic hospitals in striking down the transgender mandate. However, on Tuesday, the Biden administration appealed the ruling. Dr. Mike Chupp with the Christian Medical and Dental Association tells Fox News they're pushing back on Biden.
As physicians of faith, we represent approximately 20,000. We're Hippocratic physicians, first and foremost, for hundreds of years in the United States. We take an oath to do no harm.
USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
One border state governor is tired of waiting for federal help at the U.S.-Mexico border crisis. He's sending in the National Guard. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is calling on the Biden administration to declare a federal state of emergency on the border over an influx of illegal immigrant crossings. Ducey announced he was sending 250 National Guard troops to the border in his state to assist authorities who are stretched thin. The current conditions at the border have led Congressman Chip Roy to push legislation to the House floor to force the Biden administration to enforce one of President Trump's major border policies. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that he took the move because the White House has failed to do anything meaningful.
I filed a discharge petition of my friend Yvette Harrell's bill to require Title 42, the CDC's requirement and guidelines that we protect against the influx of pandemics into the United States, that we resume enforcing that, which the Biden administration has refused to do. So now we will force a vote on the floor of the House if we can get up to six Democrat colleagues to agree that we should secure our border and fight against the spread of the pandemic.
When Michigan's St. Clair County held a walk-in COVID-19 vaccination clinic last week with 1,600 shots at the ready, only about 800 people signed up in advance. A quarter of the available shots went unused. Tara Smith, an epidemiologist at Kent State University, says we're starting to hit a wall in some areas where most of the people who are anxious to get vaccinated have already gotten their vaccines, and the rest are either considering or have decided against it. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We just lost George. He just disconnected. But just to further answer his question, it could be a bunch of things that would cause this problem. One would be compression. And that's where I would start. I would get a compression gauge. And you can rent them for free. They call it renting them, but it's really not. They let you put a deposit on it at AutoZone or O'Reilly's or, you know, these big box automotive parts stores. And they probably want $30 or $40 as a deposit. You put the deposit on it, and they let you take it home and use it, you know, for a day or two. And then what you do is you bring it back and you get your deposit back. So it doesn't cost you anything. You just have to to put that deposit on. It looks like George is back. And, okay. So, George, you're back, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What I was saying, I was giving the rest of some of the answer, and I'd like to hear Kyle's comments. You can go to AutoZone and or a store like that, and you can rent a compression gauge. It's a complete kit, and it comes with hoses and adapters and so forth. And you just take the spark plug out, and you thread this short hose in there with a gauge, and you crank the engine over. You disconnect the spark from sparking, and you crank the engine over, and you look at the compression, and there'll be specifications. So you want like 120 or more pounds per square inch. Now, if you notice that the two cylinders are different, then you have a problem with one of the cylinders, and that's why the combustion is incomplete, and that's why the spark plug is sooty. Now, if you have low compression, it can be the rings, the piston rings. And the way you find that out is you get some clean oil. Now, let's say a teaspoon of clean engine oil, brand new engine oil. You pour that down a spark plug hole, and you slowly rotate the engine by hand. Okay, to get that oil to cover the piston rings, the cylinder, etc. And then you put that compression gauge back in. And if the compression comes back up, that tells you that you have worn rings. If the compression does not come back up, that tells you you have a blown head gasket or something is wrong with the intake or exhaust valves. And you can further diagnose the problem that way. Those are my thoughts. Now, you could have, but unlikely, we've seen a carburetor on that particular style engine that has a defective needle and seat, and the flow of fuel does not flow properly through the carburetor. That's a possibility. The other thing is you could have out-of-adjustment valves, and that's something that Kyle and I were going to talk about anyway today. And then you can adjust the valves on your overhead valve engine. Kind of simply, you remove the valve cover. It says, I think it says OHV on the four bolts, small bolts, and it's easy to access roughly. And you put a feeler gauge in there. And I would recommend that you go to YouTube and look at how to do that. It's kind of difficult to explain it precisely on the air. But that is what I would pursue. Kyle, your thoughts?
Well, you hit everything, Vince. The only thing that I would say that I have worked on a couple of them. And I will tell you two things that I have noticed. One is it doesn't take very many hours. Let's put it that way, especially with dry grass. Right now, I'm sure down there you probably have green grass pretty heavy. But if it collects underneath around the fins of the heads and lets them get too hot, that will cause premature the heating problem that Vince was talking about. You want to make sure you keep the grass out of there. The other thing that popped into my head when you said that is usually if it's a carburetor problem, you're going to both plugs will be sooty on a twin. If it's just one, it's harder to tell. But what I have seen once, one out of the two times that I've really worked on those engines, is there was a stuck valve. And it was just, it was causing no compression, and the valve was just stuck open just a little bit, but it was not operating all the way. And so it wasn't closing and allowing combustion in the cylinder. So that was, for me, it's been like a 50-50 shot that you've got a stuck valve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the reason I mentioned the carburetor, now normally, Kyle is absolutely right under most circumstances, but this particular carburetor has two butterflies for throttle. So it actually is like two carburetors in one housing, believe it or not. And so it has one butterfly for each of the cylinders. And I don't remember if it is it's like two exact carburetors put together or it's like one carburetor with, I know it has two Venturis, one for each cylinder, but it's a possibility that the metering system on one half of the carburetor is not right. That's possible. And that's why I mentioned that. But that's unusual, and it only applies to these kinds of engines that have the V-twin type configuration. So if it's a single cylinder, that or most engines that have multiple cylinders with a standard carburetor. That would not be the case. But this is a particular animal that has two Venturis, one for each cylinder. And the other thing is, what Kyle said is absolutely right. This particular engine is really prone to failing with a catastrophic or semi-catastrophic failure because of overheating. And it is recommended that you idle this thing down. So you're running it hard, you're cutting the lawn, and then you're done. And you want to jump off that thing, and you've had enough. You want to get off and shut it off. Well, that's not recommended for this particular engine because it's prone to overheating. So you want to idle it down just like you would want to idle down a turbocharged gasoline or diesel engine because they're prone to failure from not idling them down and letting them cool a little more slowly. So, George, that is something that you should be doing. And as Kyle said, make sure that the fins are not clogged with grass, the cooling fins, and make sure that the air intake on the top of the engine or the front of the engine, depending on how your engine sets, is not clogged with grass to prevent, you know, the proper flow of air to cool the engine. But when you do get this fixed, if it were mine, I would put diesel engine oil in a 15W40, the correct amount, and I would buy a name brand. That's what I would do to help minimize these problems. But this engine is plagued with problems relating to what you're talking about, valve problems, valve adjustment problems. And what I originally mentioned was the valve guide becomes loose because the engine overheats. And it's not something, and George, it's not something that you've been trained in. It's not something that anybody's been trained in. You have to experience one of these catastrophic failures to say, oh, now I get it. Now I understand. Because these things are poorly put together. Briggs & Stratton was the greatest name in engines at one time. It probably is a great name in engines, but it's not the same quality that it used to be. Now, I have one of these twin-cylinder engines on a Cub Cadet. And it's about, oh, maybe 15 years old. And I use diesel engine oil in it. And I idle it down, and I never run it wide open throttle. Never. And, you know, keep the cooling fins clean. And I don't overwork it. And I haven't had any problems. But I'm the only guy I know that hasn't had a problem with this particular engine.
Sounds like a little bit more than what I need to get into. I might just have to take it into a shop and see, because I know this and that about motors. Don't know a whole lot on tearing them down like that. I can check the compression.
George, that's what I want you to do. I really want you to call AutoZone. I like AutoZone because they've got a great, great return policy. And they've been pretty kind to us over the years. So I like AutoZone, and they work with us on pricing. And we have rented, if you want to use that word, their tools when we don't have that particular one. And what we do is we rent it. We go, you know what? We need one of these. And we end up buying it anyway. So over the years, we've got a lot of tools now from, all of my years of, 50 plus years of working on engines. So we had a lot of tools, and we bought some more, a bunch more, because you need some of the newer tools for some of the newer vehicles. But this is going to cost nothing, absolutely nothing. Go to eBay, YouTube if you don't mind, and look up this particular engine of yours and type in the symptoms, and you'll find that what I've said and what Kyle said is absolutely correct.
Okay. One last thing before you go. What are you running, ethanol gasoline or non-ethanol gasoline in this?
I run non-ethanol.
Okay. Yeah, and as I've mentioned before on the air, one of the things, even running non-ethanol gasoline that I do, that has been one of the greatest suggestions that a couple of old mechanics told me, was to add 1 ounce per gallon of seafoam to every gallon that you're running through this thing. And it will help, because even the non-ethanol gasoline is not near the quality that it used to be. So if you add one of the things that I've done that's just been a, it was one of the best suggestions I ever had, was putting 1 ounce per gallon of seafoam in your, the gasoline that you're going to use for this. It not only preserves the gasoline, but it cleans the fuel system very well, and it provides for a better spark. So that's what they say anyway. But I have just used it for years and years and years now, probably 25 years. An old mechanic told me about this. And then another guy one time when I was having problems with a generator, and I poured some of that in there and mixed it up and got the generator. That actually cured, fixed my problem completely. I mean, the generator would barely run. It was just a little single cylinder, and I let it cough and sputter for about maybe 2 minutes. And then all of a sudden, whatever it was, that seafoam cleaned it out of there and was running. The thing was running like downtown Phoenix. So anyway, that's just the suggestion. I've used it now, and I have probably 14 bottles of that stuff that I keep in my shop. And whenever there's an engine or a car that I know is going to be setting, like through the winter, you know, or setting through the summer if it's a snowplow rig, I will always dump a whole can of that in there in the gasoline and then fill the gas up, and they always start right up and run great. It's one of the best things I've ever used. But that's the best of my suggestions for you.
Well, I'm looking at a bottle of seafoam right now. Do you think if I put some in there and let it run for a little bit that it would be all right to do that?
Well, I think that you do not want, here's the problem. You've already got some kind of a failure. Okay. And like if it was a single cylinder engine with one carburetor, I would say do it and try it. But being as you've got a twin cylinder engine and it's only doing it on one cylinder, that changes things kind of, because you do not want this thing to run to the point of some kind of a catastrophic failure and you have to replace the engine. So I would do what Vince said first, check your compression. And then don't forget, once you check that compression, put, like Vince said, about a teaspoon or so of oil, and then around that...
George, stay with us. George, stay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Now we're talking about a problem with a Briggs & Stratton V-twin engine on a zero-turn mower. And I'm not a betting man. But my money would be, if I were, that this is a valve-related problem. And by pouring one teaspoon of clean engine oil down the cylinder, rotating the engine by hand, of course you want to disconnect the spark plugs. When you do, it makes it easier. Take both spark plugs out. Pour the oil down the cylinder that is giving you the soot problem on the spark plug. And do a compression check. That's going to take you 15 minutes. Okay? You're going to know in 15 minutes pretty much what your problem is. And it may be as simple as a valve adjustment, or it may be that the valve is burned, as Kyle mentioned. And if that's the case, it's going to be a more expensive repair. But you won't have to take it to somebody, put it on a trailer, put it in the back of a pickup truck, you know, and haul it if you do this compression check. And it really is only going to take you 15 minutes. You're going to be delighted with what you've learned, and you'll have the answer. You're going to have the answer right then and there, whether it's a valve or rings. And I believe that the problem is going to be a valve-related problem. And the other thing I want to mention to you is that I have one of these engines, as I mentioned. It's on a Cub Cadet. And I change the engine oil at the most every 100 hours. And I change the oil filter at 100 hours. How often do you change yours? This would be for going forward.
I usually try to change it after the season. You know, use it, and then when I put it up, I'll change the oil and everything. That way, it's ready for the next time.
That's a great practice. And you're talking about 2 quarts of oil, roughly, maybe 2.5, depending on the size of the V-twin engine. But it's not going to hold a lot of oil. And at the most, if you decide to consider diesel engine oil, 15W40, in that particular engine, you know, you're looking at $5 a quart. So you can buy it in a gallon for, you know, I don't know, $15 for a gallon. Actually, I pay about $9 or $10 a gallon for diesel engine oil because we buy so much of it. And, you know, you get it in advance and, you know, have it on the ready. I don't mean Advanced Auto Parts. You get it wherever you want, but you can have it at the ready. And the oil filters I buy in bulk, too. I buy them by the case. So I think I bought 24 of them, and I paid maybe $1.50 a piece by buying them in a 24-pack. I can get them in 12-pack as well. I can get them on eBay. Purolator makes an oil filter for that size. So does V7, I think, is another brand, which is really Purolator. So it's an automotive filter. You can cross-reference that engine to an automotive filter. So look up the part number that you have on your current oil filter and do some cross-references, and you'll find a whole bunch of alternatives that will work fine. So my money is on the valve problem. And it could be as simple as a valve adjustment. It really could be.
All right.
Okay. Well, George, I have a favor to ask of you. Would you mind, after you figure out what this is, would you call us back and let us know what happened and whether we were right or not?
Uh-huh. I sure will.
Okay.
Thanks
so much.
I'm listening every day and appreciate everything you do.
All right. Let me ask you this, George. Why do you listen to us?
Well, I've been listening to you for 5 or 6 years now, and just all the information that you have is right on, spot on.
Well, maybe we were spot on again today.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, very good. And thanks so much for calling in, George.
Okay, thanks for all you do.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, that was George. Kyle, I was talking about this compressor problem that we noticed with our Frigidaire all refrigerator. So I decided that, you know, after I think I solved most of the problem, and right now I'm okay with it clunking once in a while because it hasn't had a total failure yet, I decided I would get a compressor and have it at the ready, because when this thing fails, we're looking at, okay, now what do we do with all the food in the refrigerator? So I figured I could do a compressor replacement in about 2 hours. And the food, I could leave it in the refrigerator, because this refrigerator is on rollers. And I mentioned that I advocate, you know, buying a set of rollers for your refrigerator and freezer if you have one. That way you can clean behind it and you can vacuum out the coils and make it easy. Because most refrigerators today, the accountants have decided that we don't need to have rollers on the refrigerator to roll them out anymore, because Americans are too lazy and they aren't going to clean them anyway. So at least that's my take. Well, I bought a set of rollers for every one of our freezers and refrigerators. And I can roll them out and clean behind them and vacuum underneath them. And it jacks them up about an inch and a half anyway. So it's a good thing to do if you have the vertical height to do that, because it's going to jack the refrigerator or freezer up another inch and a half. All right, so that being the case, I decided to buy a compressor. So the compressor that's on this refrigerator is a Panasonic brand. And so I looked around and can't find one. And it looks like Panasonic just quit the compressor business. At least that's what it appears has happened. Because even Panasonic's website says not available. So I called around. I thought maybe one of the local supply houses would have one. Do you know what? They said, do you have an account with us? I said, no. I said, okay, well, you need an account. I said, what's that take? Well, you send us in your certification, you know, your permit to change compressors. Say a little bit more about that, but the bottom line is it would take about a month to mail the paperwork back and forth and prove my certification, which I don't have, in order to buy a compressor from a refrigeration supply house. No kidding, but you can buy them on eBay.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.